Chapter 12. Mr. Wilson's Story. The police talk to Mr. Wilson and he tells them his story.
I was a student in Mr. Brown's class in 1933. I hated Mr. Brown because he was always horrible to me.
You're late again, Wilson. Now I must hit you with my stick.
Ouch, that hurts. I hate Mr. Brown. I want revenge for this.
One day, I see Mr. Brown in the classroom, and I think he's alone. I want to frighten him because he always frightens us. Billy Reed is there, but I don't know this. I start a fire in the classroom with an oil lamp.
I'm very sorry that Billy dies and that people think he started the fire. It was me. I was responsible for the fire.
Now, nearly 80 years later, I see Mr. Brown in our school again. I hate Mr. Brown, so I start another fire.
Mr. Wilson tells the police. After the fire, Miss Thompson and Billy return to school and things are normal again. But Mr. Brown's ghost visits us one final time. We go into the classroom and smell the smoke from Mr. Brown's pipe. Mr. Brown isn't in the classroom, but there's some writing on the blackboard. It's Mr. Brown's writing. It says, "I'm very sorry, Billy. Now I understand. I was wrong to be angry with you." We never see Mr. Brown again, but we have got a picture of the silver phantom on the wall of our classroom. It reminds us of our ghost teacher and some crazy days at West Hills School.